And it's hard. It's hard. It's unbelievably hard. It's very, 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 very hard. It's hard to be the great one. I've been listening over and over and over to the soundtrack for Something Rotten. It's a musical. You guys have never heard to it because my audience doesn't listen to musicals. Because you're just not that fucking cool. Let's face it. I still need to do an episode one day where I walk you guys through musicals and I tell you good musicals and bad musicals. Musicals you should go see and musicals you should avoid at all cost. But right now, as I'm driving back to... See, now I have a Southern Command and a Northern Command, just like Aaron Clary now. My Southern Command is on the southern side of town. That's Rachel's house, where I'm crashing with her. And my Northern Command is the offices of Weyland Yutani, where my computer is set up and where I'm doing all my serious work. You know what I don't understand? Here's what the Great One doesn't understand. You people who go, I don't have anything to do. I'm bored. My favorite. I don't know who you people are. I don't know who you are. Those of you who say, well, I got everything on my to-do list done. I'm like, who are you? How? How do you get everything on your list done? My God, I have been slaving all fucking day. I have been up since 05:15 this morning. It's now almost 2100 hours. I have been going. I went to the fucking Northern Command. Did some updating on the Linux. Did the fucking emails and did the fucking downloaded all the latest podcasts and everything. I see Frank Servi has a new podcast out that I gotta fucking listen to here soon. Checked up on the RSS feeds, read Adam Piggott. Adam Piggott's gonna be in Linkage this week because this week we're gonna talk about women in the workplace. Oh my God, I don't wanna hear the fucking shit. They want women to have jobs. No, God, I had to work with a woman today. Oh my God, she was hot. I'd have fucked the shit out of her. But God, she was fucking almost worthless. And then she's like, oh, my shoulder hurts. God, honey, you're like 26 years old. I'm 50. We're working at the theater. We're slinging flats and we're slinging heavy lumber and shit. She's like, oh, my shoulder hurts. You're picking up 2x4s. 2x4s, they're not that goddamn heavy, sweetheart. I didn't say any of this because I can't. And then anyway, we'll go into that sometime in the future. That won't even be in Linkage because it's too long of a story. God, she was fuckable though. Oh my God, was she fuckable. Woo, she was fuckable. Say, Great One, did you hit on it? No, but if I see her again, I'm going to investigate the possibility because she is fuckable. She's a dancer. She's got that dancer body. Very really good fucking muscle tone. Her ass was amazing. Very muscular, not overly muscular, but very muscular legs, which you could see through the tight blue jeans. And she was wearing tank top, which is what women should wear. Because I have this thing. See, this is more of my sexism. This is sexism, okay? Like, it's right up there with, I don't think women should have jobs and own property. See, women should not cover their legs or their shoulders. Women, it's like the anti-burqa, okay? Well, all right, ugly women should cover their legs. In fact, ugly women should wear burqas. But attractive women, if you're a woman, you want to find a man, wear some clothes, expose your shoulders, and not that weird shit where you have sleeves but just the shoulder is sticking out. I'm talking about wear like tank tops and tops that don't have sleeves on them. Expose your shoulders and expose your legs. Because men, real men, not cucks, like that shit. Anyway, shit, fucking great, what do you call those things? Arms, muscles, nice muscles in the arm. That was not a word, muscles. I made that up. Anyway, she did have a mustache. But she is so hot that, you know, if you're banging her from behind, you can't see the mustache, so it's not that big of a deal. Anyway, none of that is what we are here to talk about. The Great One just wants to tell you this story. Because it's just a great story. Because I'm a genius. Unfortunately, I thought of this 45 seconds after I needed to think about it, because that's how it always goes. But now I've got it for the future, because I've run into this before. Okay. So I'm at the supermarket. I just came out of the supermarket. I'm in the $500 pickup truck. about to back up and drive out. This car pulls in beside me, and this chick gets out. And I didn't really see her face, but I saw from behind. And she's wearing this cute little dress with like the little spaghetti thingies. So, you know, shoulders exposed, short dress, not slut short, but, you know, right above the knees. And I'm looking behind, I'm like, God damn, she is cute. All right, so anyway, then I had to navigate the truck. So, ooh, it's lightning. So I'm backing the truck up and she's walking towards the thing and I'm driving by and I see the face and, oh my God, she's adorable. We're talking 9.5. The only reason she's a 9.5, not a 10, is because her hair was only like slightly past shoulder length. If her hair would have been longer, blonde, of course, as all truly hot women are, except for redheads, of course. Blonde, fantastic legs, great arms. And so I'm driving by and she's going to the store and I just said, fuck it, man. I've got to go in. So I'm looking for a parking space. And then she stops outside the store and she's checking out the watermelons. There's watermelons outside the store in a great big crate. I'm like, oh yeah. So I find a parking lot, bam, and I'm heading at her. And she grabs her watermelon and she goes in the store and I'm like, ah, fuck. So I keep cruising. Into the store, she's over there in the produce section. Walk dead up to her, just right up to her, and I say, hello. And she looks at me and she says, hello, and she smiles. And I said, I have to tell you something. You are devastatingly adorable. And she laughs and she says, thank you. And I said, are you single? And she says, no, I'm not. Actually, I'm engaged. And I said, oh, that's so, you know, how long have you been engaged? And she told me, and I said, oh, when's the wedding? And she told me, and I said, so where's your wedding at? She's like, yeah, we're going up to Rocky Mountain Park, blah, blah, blah. And talked for maybe 30 seconds, very quick. Just very charming young lady, 9.5, solidified, just charming, beautiful, smile, pleasant. I go my way. Head back out of the grocery store because I didn't need to buy anything because I'd just been in there buying stuff. So I get in the truck, I'm about to drive down the road, and suddenly it occurs to me, somebody's in my parking spot, I hate you people. Oh, bunny rabbit. It occurs to me what I should have said, and this is genius because I've gotten the I'm engaged thing before. I'm talking quieter now because I'm driving through the neighborhood. And when you're a guest in somebody else's neighborhood, you don't drive your fucking $500 pickup truck down the road screaming at the top of your lungs, right? Because it's called being polite to other people because you're a guest. That's part of what makes ANCAP a dice work. I should have said to her, this is genius, I should have said to her, hey, I should have said, do you have a wedding photographer? And I should have fucking sold my photography service. I'm like, what a fucking moron. How dumb am I? Why did I? So now in the future, anytime a chick tells me she's engaged, instead of trying to have sex with her, I'm gonna pull out the business card and go straight into selling my wedding photography services. I am a fucking genius. But now, see, the problem is now I got to update my wedding website. Now I got to get me some business cards for the photography because I got the business cards for the fashion shit, but I should have designated business cards for the wedding. So there's more stuff to do. There's always stuff to do. There's always something to do. I don't understand who you people are. I got everything done. I don't have anything to do. I'm so bored. Well, I don't know. Maybe you guys need to go talk to more fucking 9.5s because then you'd have brilliant ideas like the great one. Oh my God, this girl was so fucking hot. Like for the next hour and a half after talking to her, it was like I was fucking drunk or high on cocaine or something. That's what I love about women. I love the effect that charming, adorable women have on me. It is like a drug. And the virgin tells me, I have a sex doll, and it's the same thing. No, it's not. Your sex doll doesn't make you feel like this. And I didn't even have sex with her. That's just talking to her for 30 seconds and looking at her, and I felt that good. Man, I told her, I said, yeah, your husband is a very lucky guy. Anyway, that's it. I'm home. And I'm going to go to bed soon because I got to get up early because I got so much shit to do. It never stops because that's how it is to be the great one. You keep going and you keep going and you keep going. There's always something to do. There's always another podcast. There's always another episode of Linkage. There's always another basket of inferiors. There's always another fucking blog post by Aaron Cleary or Adam Piggott or Frank Servi to read, right? There's another TJ Martinell podcast that you got to listen to. There's another 9.5 that you have to go talk to. There's always something to do. So I don't want to hear about how fucking bored you are. It's hard. It's hard. And I'm not talking about my cock. It's very, 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 very hard to be the great one, baby.